Let me die in Ireland. 16-year-old Patrick felt the cool tingle of the wet grass on his feet as he strolled through his father's farm on this late spring morning. As was typical for the west coast of Britain, dense fog enveloped all the hills and farm buildings. Patrick was excited that his parents had let him stay at their country villa while his father took care of business in London. He had assured them that he was old enough to take care of himself and would be just fine. Besides, he would be in the company of their many servants. As his sandal-covered feet sloshed through the moist green grass, Patrick's thoughts were on horses and his formal education that would begin in a few weeks. Patrick wasn't looking forward to his schooling at all. Nothing but endless drills, memorization, and study. Those things were okay for the bookish boys, but Patrick was a man of action, not books. "People say I'm an empty-headed dreamer, but they'll see. Someday I'll be governor of Britain," Patrick said to himself as he tossed his blonde head with an air of importance. He stopped on a grassy knoll and drank in the sweet fragrance of spring. The aroma of the damp, rich earth, laced with the perfumed scent of lilacs, tantalized his nostrils. To the east, he could barely make out the outline of his father's barn. He imagined it to be the governor's palace, where he would live someday. To the north, he could faintly see the outlines of the grazing cows. He pretended they were prize stallions from Arabia. Turning to the west, Patrick visualized he was addressing an adoring crowd of his fellow Britons. In the gray fog, he imagined he could see the throng in front of him. He could faintly make out their bodies and faces. They seemed so real. But of course, he was just imagining things. Or was he? He rubbed his eyes for a few seconds and scrutinized the fog again, hoping it was simply a mirage. However, the ghostly figures were still there, and they seemed to be approaching him. Suddenly, several shrieks emerged from the fog, followed by the terrifying blast.